AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Investigators say a man walked up behind a Harris County Sheriff's deputy as he was pumping gas into his patrol car at a suburban station in Houston and fired several shots last night, killing 47-year-old Deputy Darren Goforth. District Attorney Devin Anderson.
It's horrifying. It's an act of cowardice and brutality, the likes of which I've never seen.
Police across the Houston area are searching for the gunman. At least 20 people are dead, 31 others missing in the flooding and mudslides caused by 15 inches of rain from Tropical Storm Erica on the Caribbean island of Dominica. Heavy rain also reported in the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and Puerto Rico as the storm lost a lot of its wind speed over those islands. National Hurricane Center specialist John Cangelosi says even if Erica drops below tropical storm strength, it will bring a lot of rain to Florida starting tomorrow.
It'd probably be close to the southern part of Florida, the Florida Keys, on Sunday.
10 years ago today, Hurricane Katrina made landfall, and by the end of it all, more than 1,800 people were dead in the storm and the flooding that covered much of New Orleans and other cities and towns in Mississippi and Louisiana. Hardest hit, New Orleans' Ninth Ward.
I was born and raised here.
Only about a third of the people who fled the flood-ravaged Lower Ninth Ward returned after Katrina, and its landscape is still dotted with boarded-up homes and vacant lots.
It's just like a graveyard. I'm just tired of looking at these weeds and these trees. They have overgrown the house.
The comeback that has the French Quarter hopping again and new buildings sprouting up is dragging in the Lower Ninth Ward, though there are new homes and a community center.
Things are just beginning to come back.
But only one school and a few stores have reopened.
That's the AP's Jerry Bodlander reporting. This is AP Radio News. An Egyptian court has sentenced three Al Jazeera English journalists to 3 years in prison. A long-running trial criticized worldwide by press freedom advocates and human rights activists. Officials accused the three of being part of the Muslim Brotherhood, airing falsified footage intended to damage national security. Serena Williams is the big draw ahead of the women's final at the U.S. Open next month.
Tickets to the women's final at the U.S. Open September 12th have sold out. U.S. Tennis Association officials say they don't remember a year when the women's final has sold out before the men's. This may be the first time it ever happened. The records are incomplete. The big attraction, Serena Williams. If she makes the final, she'll be gunning for the first tennis Grand Slam, Australian Open, French Open, Wimbledon, and U.S. Open, since Steffi Graf did it 27 years ago. She'd also tie Graf's career record of 22 major championships. The men's final is scheduled for September 13th. Warren Levinson, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.